Pills became part of my life due to migraine headaches.
I could not stop. I think I was 36 grand upside down at that time into credit lines when I ran out of money because I was using that much cocaine.
I just wanted to be happy, and I thought that all the things that I wanted would give me happiness.
It's the disease of addiction.
Welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Are you addicted to something? Besides alcohol, drugs, and tobacco, there are many other dependencies that people get addicted to, like gambling, maybe pornography. Shopping is in there as well. The internet and cell phone use. You guys, there are so many things that the enemy wants to bind us with. That's why we want to take today to pray for you or your loved ones who are battling with addictions.
Amen. We'll continue with our topic in just a minute. First, we want to remind you that our lines are open. Give us a call. If you need prayer for whatever is happening in your life, we are here for you. Perhaps you're suffering the loss of a loved one, feeling lonely, or maybe you're looking for work, or struggling with an addiction. Let us pray for you. Our lines are open now. Call us. The number is 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. And our friends outside of the U.S., you can dial 859-777-PRAY or 7729. Now let's ask God to bless our discussion and all of you wherever you are around the world.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear God, this is a heavy topic. And even now, I can imagine individuals sitting wherever they're tuning in from saying, there is something that I'm struggling with. Mm-hmm. I pray that this be a time of recollection, but also a time of redemption, that your love, that your power would come into our lives, and that we would not only be motivated to do something about the things that have bound us, but Lord, that there would be power present to do those things. Mm-hmm. Because you promised that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. We claim it today for all of our viewers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, that's a good reference.
And praise God.
Free indeed.
Indeed.
Freedom. I love Jesus.
Yeah. So we're coming down my aisle with this.
Yes, we are.
I've never struggled with alcohol or drugs, and those, that's great. But man, sugar, my wife,
wait,
cookies.
I can tell you, it's a real issue. This, I mean, we kind of chuckle a bit, but it's serious. It's actually more addictive than some very common addicted drugs.
Yeah.
So sugar really is. There are so many things that the enemy, like I said, would like to bind us with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what it comes down to, and of course, we're going to have a guest that's going to be able to explain this, and maybe you as a therapist can confirm this or not, but it comes down to choosing anything outside of Jesus Christ to help us to cope.
Yes.
I really feel like it comes down to that as a recovered addict myself.
Yeah.
I just feel like in any moment in time when I'm choosing something besides Christ, it has a propensity for a foothold to become a stronghold.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah, amen. And you know, Susan, before we move on, I just want to say this. The question came to my mind earlier today. Can I function? Can I survive? Can I thrive if I just have Jesus? Can I do without the thing that I'm addicted to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is Jesus enough? Can I overcome this? And I know that someone's asking that question today. By God's grace, there'll be some answers.
You know, and I really feel like the word can be practically applied and used in a powerful way.
Yeah.
Even with counseling, psychology, you can use the word as a roadmap.
Definitely.
And so I can't wait to see what Jesus is going to do.
Yeah.
You guys, we love you. We want to be here with you and for you. And as somebody who struggled with it, and I know that you love people back to life in your therapy. Therapy with the power of Christ. And so, I mean, we're just here for you guys.
That's right. And so are you or someone you love trying to overcome an addiction? Maybe you've had a relapse and you're feeling helpless. There is hope for you.
Amen.
You're not alone. I need you to hear that. The Lord is calling on you. Just ask him to take over your life and repeat the following verse with me found in Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise.
Amen. Amen. You know, I do want to just take a quick second to specify. Sometimes the Father will just straight deliver.
Yes.
You know, I know my brother Matthew, when he got sober, the Lord just delivered that quench that he had for his addictions.
Right.
And sometimes the Lord will have you walk it out. He'll bring help, and that's his answer to prayer. Deliverance mm-hmm. can be his answer to prayer. Counseling can be his answer to prayer. Mm-hmm. So if something doesn't happen immediately, just know that the Lord is going to fulfill and complete the good work that he has begun.
Yeah.
He is so faithful.
Man, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Season, and I tell individuals, and I want to say something to maybe someone right now. Listen, it took a process for you to get to the place that you are in that addiction. There's going to be a process to get you out of it. So if it's been 10 years, you've struggled with it, 15 years, you're going to walk out of this thing. You're going to have victory. But the same way that it took time for you to walk into the addiction, there's going to take some time to get out of it. So mm-hmm. don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Give us a call. We want to support you.
Amen, Mario. Amen. Thank you so much. I love your thoughts. You know, are you a compulsive shopper? Maybe you're obsessed with constantly buying things that you don't need. You might be a shopaholic. Mental health experts say that being addicted to shopping can be just as destructive as being addicted to drugs and alcohol. It's another harmful addictive behavior that gets out of control, and it can destroy your life. Let's learn how a shopaholic tried to cope with her anxiety.
I've been struggling with my shopping addiction for the past 20, maybe 20 some odd years. I think I was about 13 years old when the first time I went shopping and got, you know, some things that I probably shouldn't have gotten. It was, you know, we paid for some things and then I stole some things. It's like a reward aspect of, oh, I deserve that, so I go buy it. It can be with anything, even with makeup. I've bought makeup and I have tons of makeup at home, but why did I buy more? I don't know. Sometimes I feel unhappy. And if I buy something, it makes me feel happier. To help me with my addictions, I go to church and I pray and I go to meetings. Because any other way, it's going to continue or possibly get worse.
Wow, I really applaud her bravery yeah. and her honesty. You can tell that, I mean, it takes intentional effort. I love that she's in a group of accountability. Mm-hmm. I know that that's very helpful for myself as well. You know, God is our healer. You guys, he's our healer. Mm-hmm. He is ready to help you and me deal with our compulsive behaviors or dependency. You know, you can call us right now and we will pray for you. And speaking of calling us, you know, I believe there's something that's saying that we're not live right now. I want you to know we actually are. This is Wednesday, so I want you to know that we are live right now. So while we're working that out, please keep calling, keep talking to us. You can always get a hold of us on social media at Let's Pray Live. We're broadcasting there as well. So type in your requests. If you can't get it on air, you can't talk to Mario and I, we're going to be covering those as well. So one way or another, we want to hear from you. So let's learn more about the recovery process for addictions. Joining us on Skype from Oregon is clinical counselor Justin Hursom. Welcome to Let's Pray.
Thank you for having me.
We are so happy to have you here and to be able to speak to this. And I really am excited about the idea that we're not just talking about drugs, alcohol, and chemical addictions, as it were, but we're talking about, I mean, lots of different coping styles.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what are some of the ones we might not think of?
So gambling is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Shop, like you showed. Cell phone addiction is another big one.
Yeah.
Exercise addiction. We all think of exercise as something that's very helpful for us. But if it's overused and for the wrong things, it can be an addiction.
Amen to that. Yeah.
Wow.
So I know cell phone use, internet, anything that we're using basically to hide. Is that a correct definition? What would you say is the definition for an addiction?
Yeah, I look at anything we use to try to numb emotions we don't want to feel.
To numb emotions we don't want to feel. Wow, that's powerful.
Justin, it's so good to see you, to have you on today. Can you talk a little bit about maybe what the definition of an addiction is, and maybe speak on maybe the frequency that would maybe classify an addiction?
So it depends what type of an addiction. Mm-hmm. You know, cell phones, it's becoming more and more predominant because everybody has one. Mm-hmm. And of course, app, they're designed to keep us involved in them. You know, we all get the notification throughout the day, check what's on Instagram or Facebook. And that's one thing with addiction is this craving process for it. Mm-hmm. Often it will have it that is part of the addiction process. Motivation. Is this voluntary? Do we need this to sustain life?
Okay, Mr. Herson, I apologize for cutting you off. We're having just a touch of issue with the audio. We're going to try to reconnect with you here in just a second. So would you mind please hanging on for just a sec with us, and then we're going to come right back to you. And we really appreciate your time. And folks, in the meantime, we just want to let you know 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number to call. We are always here for you guys. And remember, if you don't happen to get through for the program and you still want somebody to pray for you, there's folks that are hanging out and ready to pray for you after the program too.
That's right. Listen, don't be shy. We want to hear from you guys. As always, it's when you call in that really makes this the experience that we so love here at Let's Pray.
You know, you see me looking at my cell phone. It's not because I'm trying to participate in my cell phone addiction, but I'm looking at the Let's Pray live feed, and I'm seeing from Melody. She says, my oldest son has stated that he is no longer interested in religion. Please pray for my boys. Or maybe you're a mother or a father, and you have children, and you're praying that they get to know. Lyra says, my family, my neighbors, my community, and my church family. Praise Jesus for a praying member of the community. Lyra, nice work. And then Roman says, please pray for a friend who is struggling with an addiction that has been shameful to their family and themselves. themselves. Honestly, I know for a fact that when you get sober, you can't get sober for somebody else. Stop doing it, participating in an addiction for somebody else. We've got to do it for ourselves with the power of Christ. Amen. Right. If it's a Christ-based recovery. So they have been struggling with this addiction and don't know how to manage it or be cured. Thank you for your prayers. So friends and family, please write down, you know, Roman has a friend who is struggling with an addiction. So, guys, I'm reading this right off of the Let's Pray Live page at Let's Pray Live on Facebook. You guys keep talking to us, please. I know that I have folks that are tracking with you while we're chatting, and then they're letting me know what's going on online as well. And then we have other social media that we'll be talking about here in just a moment. Yeah. But, Mario, would you mind praying for Melody? Yeah. And I will pray for Lyra and Roman's friend.
Sure, sure.
Go ahead.
Pray. Dear Lord, we are grateful always for the opportunity to partner with our brothers and sisters around the world in prayer for whatever it is that they're going through. And we just take time right now to acknowledge Melody, who is calling in concern for her son, who she says just seems to be turned off by the things of God, mm-hmm. not wanting to participate in church. Maybe taking a different path. And Lord, I pray for healing. I pray for recognition of what's going on and the healing in his heart and his mind. Lord, I pray that wherever he's at and whatever he's doing, that you would arrest his attention, that you would find him in those places and that he would see you in those places no matter where he's at, Lord. I pray, Lord, that he would have a connection with you, establish one. Church, great. Community, great. You tell us not to forsake the assembly of our brethren. But, Lord, it really comes down to knowing you and having a living connection and intimacy with you. So I pray that you would do that for her son in the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. and that he would be a force to be reckoned with for the kingdom of heaven down here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, I just want to agree with our dear friend Mario, Father, in prayer, Lord, and just continue to seek your face on behalf of Lyra, who's asking for prayer for family and neighbors, community and church family, Lord. That is a large representation, Father, of people. And so, Jesus, I'm just going to ask you to do what you already know to do, Father. Lord, we submit to your will and purpose for their lives. And, Father, I just pray that for their protection, for their safety, for them to be drawn more closely to you, Jesus. Because if we seek you first, Father, in your kingdom, then all these things will be added unto you. And, Lord, I don't know any other way to say this, but that's not a joke. You're not kidding about that, Jesus. And you really do mean all those other things, that you really are sovereign. You really are God. You really are the master, Father, literally of the universe. And you, Father, can provide all things, Jesus. You know what each person needs, and you know how to tailor make it for your purpose, your glory in their lives, Father. And so that's what we're asking for. And Jesus, also, thank you for Roman. Lord, thank you that they're lifting up a friend who has been struggling with addiction, Jesus. Thank you for friends, Lord, who don't leave you, Father. Thank you for friends that don't treat you like you're damaged goods, Father. Lord, I just pray that you would continue to give Roman wisdom and discernment and a heart to intercede on behalf of their friend, Father. But for the friend, Lord, I'm asking for the breaking of the bondage of addiction in the name of Jesus, whether you can straight deliver that person, Father, and heal those wounds, Jesus, or if they have to walk it out, Father, and whatever that path might look like, I pray, Father, that you are at the forefront of it. Jesus, I know that sometimes you have to literally bring us to the end of ourselves. And so, Lord, I ask that for this person in the easiest way possible, Father. Lord, that their life would be saved, but most importantly, that they would know you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for these things. Amen.
Amen.
You know, and we're going to take a brief break. Guys, we love you. We'll be right back with our conversation with clinical therapist Justin Hersel.
Welcome back. Perhaps you've lost your marriage. Your children are or work, or maybe your children mm-hmm. have gone astray. Because of your addiction.
That is hard.
Yeah.
That is hard.
Yeah. It's time to bring everything to Jesus. You can trust him with your life. Jeremiah 29:12-13 says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." Don't wait anymore. Start today to ask Jesus to take away all of your problems, to heal you from that addiction or that illness. Give us a call and we'll certainly pray with you. Call us at 877-7-LET'S-PRAY, and you know that we're always here to support.
All right, so we have a caller on the line. You
Amen.
Guys, phone lines are up. Praise Jesus. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call, and we are welcoming our friend Wilbert back to the program. Wilbert, welcome to Let's Pray.
Thank you. I would like to pray that the Lord would just continue to help me to have a closer walk with Thee.
Yes.
And just get me strength and everything when trials and troubles comes, and just continue to help me to love my fellow man. And I just wanted to let the Lord just help everyone. Just to
Amen. Just have a heart for the community around you, don't you, Wilbert?
Yes, ma'am.
We're so grateful for you and for the time that you take to call in and to ask the requests that so many hearts are agreeing with right now. So, Wilbert, can I ask you a quick question? Would you mind?
No, ma'am.
Can you tell me one thing that you're doing to draw closer to Jesus?
Well, I've tried to, you know, just read some about him, like Out of Desire Ages. I want to pray more.
Yeah. So you're reading about the Lord and you're desiring to pray with him. I think that's wonderful. You know, the word does tell us that by beholding, we become changed. And I believe that prayer is one of the biggest ways that we can behold our Father. And just by doing that, we become changed when we contemplate who he is and his word and how wonderful he is. So, Wilbur, I believe that he truly is answering these prayers, your desire to seek him and to be closer to him. him. He sees you and he hears you, and I hope you know that and that you're encouraged by it, Wilbert.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling in again. Always good to hear from our community members. Guys, remember that we are here for you, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. We want to take your call. All right, so shall we pray for our friend Wilbert?
Sure.
And then we'll continue. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to our friend Wilbert, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, that you're able to hear him and that you're able to see him, Father. And Lord, that he continues to seek you week after week. And Jesus, I just pray that that's an encouragement to somebody in our community to know that they're not the only person who is feeling that strong desire to come closer to Jesus, Lord. And I just pray that you would in turn bless them with peace and rest, Father, knowing that you see them and that you are drawing closer to them, Jesus. And that, Lord, if they can rest in that place with you, Father, that they will know that you hear them and see them, Father. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for community, Jesus, which is such a wonderful way to experience your love and your character reflected in others. So we just thank you for all these things and for our friend Wilbert and for anybody else who is sharing in this type of a prayer request right now. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Mm-hmm. All right. So maybe you're working long hours to make that promotion and always on the phone trying to solve problems at the office. Did you know that you may be a workaholic? Uh-oh. That's also an addiction. And although I kind of chuckle a little bit, it really is serious. It can suffocate your balance between your work and your family and God, that ability to prioritize. So let's take a look.
What I found was that I was using my work as a means to escape, like I had when I was drinking alcohol and using mind-altering substances. It didn't look that way, though. I'll tell you, it didn't look that way because I was bringing in money and I was keeping everybody afloat, right? And I was helping and I was needed. It was easier for me to just go into my work and not have to deal with anything at home. I knew innately that I was escaping. I knew that. And I felt bad about it. But I got myself in such a pattern that it was hard for me to stop that. And then that quick, how do I apologize to my children? Take them out shopping, take them to dinner. And even there, I couldn't really show up because my phone was ringing 24/7. You know, so there's always this apologizing, this sorry, what I'm doing. You know, I'm doing this and I'm getting negative consequences, but I'm doing it anyway and I'm getting negative consequences. I stopped and I took one thing at a time. And my relationship with God is, I mean, that's it. And, you know, the neatest thing about it is that I never believed that God loved me. But today, because of God's love, I want to honor myself. You know, and I never knew that before. You know, I honor myself today because I know God's love for me. And everything that I've been through, to know that I'm standing here today and I can still love and give, it's beautiful.
Amen. Amen. You know, she was a workaholic. We've seen a package for a shopaholic. Yeah. We are so grateful to have clinical counselor Justin Hursom with us. Welcome back to Let's Pray. Tell us, I just want to jump right back into what we were talking about. Addictions, different kinds of addictions. We've talked about cell phones. We've talked about shopping, workaholics. There's so many different kinds. How do we know when we are addicted to something?
Probably the big indication is if whatever it is that we might be addicted to, if we require more and more as time passes by.
Interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it becomes a habitual habit. And it's often compulsive.
Compulsive. Yeah, something that's occupying a lot of your time, huh?
And does it get in the way of our relationship? Again, we all have a cell phone. But are we ignoring our family and interpersonal communication with friends and family just to spend time on the cell phone?
Yeah. Are we maybe using it as a way of escape as well? I think that might be something that folks are wondering about.
So I know that there are so many different types of treatments for the different types of addictions. I kind of just wanted to ask you, what do you see the most of in your practice, and maybe some ways that you're helping individuals overcome some of those addictions?
So for my personal practice, I believe the Lord uses emotions, and they help make life meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're avoiding emotions, we're not truly living life. And so I work hard with my clients to help them understand their emotions and help them understand why God gave them.
Amen. Excellent. I love that, because there is a lot of shame when it comes to emotion. And I know that a lot of folks are really having to walk that out. I know that I've walked it out in therapy. I'll just be honest. I love my counselor. I love all the counselors I've had. I praise God for you guys for loving on us and taking the time to help us to understand these things. When we're able to admit, say, for example, I'm addicted to my cell phone, when I'm able to admit that to myself, what's the next step?
I think it depends on what you think will work for you.
Mm.
You go to your pastor and seek support there. Will your family and friends support you in at least minimalizing your cell phone use? Or do you need counseling to help you understand what your habit is, why you became addicted in the first place?
All right. I just want to interject for a second. You know, we're doing this interview now, but we know that there are individuals who are hearing us as we're doing this interview.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we're striking a chord. Maybe you're realizing that you have an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you are now just kind of coming to grips with it. Give us a call. We definitely want to pray for you. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to give us a call at. And we want to pray for you. We want to kind of walk with you in these steps. No matter what it is, we are a safe place for individuals to be able to just come and seek the Lord in prayer for whatever it is. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. And, of course, you can find us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
mm-hmm.
At Let's Pray Live. We want to hear from you.
I want to just jump back to you, Mr. Hursom. I just want to know, we are a program about prayer. And so we're very interested to know if you've seen or what you feel that what kind of a role prayer plays in someone's recovery.
So prayer is all about faith and knowing that the Lord will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having faith that the Lord is going to be there through prayer, asking him to help us understand what's going on, to guide us, and to help us find the faith we need to stop whatever this addiction is vital.
Amen.
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 Mr. Hursom, if you could just give maybe one or a piece of advice, a thought on to someone who's struggling with an addiction right now, what would you say to them? You know, how could you encourage them? In what ways would you encourage them?
I would help them know they're not alone. Mm-hmm. You know, addiction occurs all over the world, and it's a huge, huge issue. And I would encourage them to be compassionate to them. I often ask my clients, if Christ were sitting right next to you, what do you think he would tell you?
Hmm.
And how would he talk to you? And I believe Christ is a very compassionate person, and that does not alleviate accountability, but it does allow us to keep our sanity.
Yes. Amen. You know, I think so often in life, we transpose the relationships of authority and things of the sort onto the Father's face. And so when somebody's thinking that Jesus is sitting next to them, their original thought might be one of a scowl. And it's our prayer that the Lord would change that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I really like what you said about the emotions. Thank you so much for that, because when we're feeling those things, we got to find out what's true and what's not true. I mean, because all of our emotions are real, correct? But does that mean that they're all true?
No.
No. And why is that?
Emotions come from thought, and they're also created by past experiences, health issues, lack of sleep, belief patterns we have.
Yeah.
And they can help create these emotions, which then become very conflicting and confusing to us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. You know, we would like to take a second to pray for you, if that's all right, and your work that you're doing before we go. Mario, would you mind? You're a counselor, a therapist as well, so I think maybe you could pray.
Let's pray. Dear God, we are so thankful that Justin would take time with us out of his busy schedule to just discuss a very important topic here. And in some small yet significant way, we want to give back to him by just lifting him up right now. Lord, I pray that you'd be with his family. I pray that you'd be with those inner thoughts and the challenges that he faces as an individual who is who feels called to help other individuals with their issues. Where does the counselor go for counsel? And I know that he seeks your face on a daily basis for what's going on in his life, but we just want to lift him up right now and ask that you would give him an extra portion of your spirit, of peace, of joy, of insight, and power, so that he's able to continue to do the work you've called him to, but that he would also see that same help and that same power manifested in his own life and in his family. We thank you for hearing and answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So maybe you don't have the courage to ask for help to recover from addiction.
Not yet.
That's a place that some of us are at. Hmm. We want to pray for you now and bring healing into your life. I guess we're asking a big thing, season, to be able to interject in someone's life who may have been holding this addiction in for years, the knowledge of it to the public. But I just feel that there's power in prayer. They're not really relying on us for this.
No, we're it's taking not in it, our power at all.
Yeah, we're taking it to someone who is more than capable.
Yes.
The same Jesus that 2,000 years ago healed lame individuals and caused the blind to see and even raised individuals from the dead can help us with our cell phone addiction, our sugar addiction, our shopping addiction, whatever the case may be. And that's why we want you all to reach out so that we can pray for you. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call.
Seems like we might have a phone call on the line. Sandy from Maine, welcome to Let's Pray. Mario, why don't you take this phone call?
Sure. Sandy, so good to hear from you. How can we pray for you today?
Thank you. My addiction is gluttony, and although it outwardly doesn't show that much, it's good foods, but it's way too much food that I'm eating, and I know it's sinful, and I'm really getting convicted about it, and I want so much to stop sinning, and I need to be an example in my family. There's a lot of alcoholic and marijuana addiction in my family.
Yeah.
And I need to be a living example of Christ to my family.
Sandy, first off, I just want to say I just can't thank you enough, and I'm inspired by the fact that you called and that you're sharing this struggle. And it also lets me know how bad you want delivery from it. But also here, it's a level of shame in what you're going through. And I just want to speak into your life right now and say that the Lord sees everything. He does not condemn you for it. In fact, he came and died because he knew that we would struggle with the issues that we struggle with. There's no condemnation. And so be free in that regard. And we're certainly going to pray for you to be that example, that God would not just deliver you, but through the process of your deliverance, then your family, who is struggling with other things, will be able to see that if auntie, if mom can do it, if grandma can do it, then God can do it through me as well. And so we're going to lift you up. Be encouraged. And thank you for taking this first step with us. We're going to pray for you tonight.
Amen. So our next caller is Tiffany in Minnesota. Tiffany, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
I've been praying that God would help me because I've been trying to pray more.
Okay. All right, mm-hmm. Tiffany. How old are you, Tiffany? Do you mind if I ask?
14.
14. Praise Jesus. Wonderful. You know, I just want to commend you for wanting to seek the Father's face at 14 years old. I know that there's probably a lot that goes on in your school and in your peer groups. And I got to tell you, Jesus is the way to help you walk through all those things. So, Tiffany, nice work. We're just praising God for you and with you. And we're going to be praying for you to have a stronger desire. But not only that, that you'd be intentional about setting aside time. And remember to give yourself grace, as it's a process that you're building this good habit into your life. So as you strive towards that, I pray that the enemy would not try to get in there. It would not be successful if he tries to make you feel bad if you miss a day or you miss a moment, but that you would continue to press on towards the Father and continue to pray and to build that good habit in the name of Jesus. Amen, Tiffany?
Amen. Thank
Amen,
you.
Amen, dear. Thank you so much for calling. Amen.
Season.
Praise God for the young people.
That's right. And before we pray, I just want to give you, once again, that number is 877-7-LETS-PRAY. Also, hit us up on social media. We're going to check that in a few minutes with your prayer request. And I just want to say something right now. You know, Season, we're always talking about the little slogan behind says real people.
Real prayer.
Real prayer, real problems,
mm-hmm.
real God, right?
Amen.
And so in my spirit now, I just feel like there's someone who's struggling. Young person, male, female, it doesn't matter. You might be struggling with pornography. You might be struggling with addiction to relationships, going from one relationship to another. I just got to speak into your life right now. I know that the church sometimes seems like that's taboo and we can't talk about it, but we can talk about it here. And because it's a real issue that you're having. And so whether you're 15 and you're struggling with pornography, or whether you're 50 and you're struggling with pornography,
Amen.
Whatever the case is, give us a call. 877-7-LETS-PRAY. That's the number to give us a call. And
I mean,
we want to pray
be
for
real?
You.
Can That's we it. Just be real?
That's it.
Because Jesus is not, he can't heal the stuff. We keep trying to hide from him. He's like, dear daughter, dear brother, dear sister, you know, I'm showing you this. And then we go, No, Lord, don't look at that. And he's
right.
like, oh, please let me have it.
Right.
Please. I mean, he's just, he loves us, you guys. We really can be real because the Lord desires truth from the innermost parts. That's what his word says.
That's
and
right.
so please understand that you don't have to walk in shame. You don't have to let these things cover you. Let Jesus Christ cover you.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
All right. Let's pray for these awesome requests.
Sure. I'll start with Sandy and you can end.
All right. Go
All right. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for Sandy. And she just gave a heartfelt confession, not to us, but to you, God. She says she struggles with gluttony, with eating too much, too often. She deals with sugar. She knows that there's family members in her family that are struggling with alcohol as well. Lord, I think of the woman with the issue of blood. I think of those who were blind, the 10 lepers, and I think of individuals who cried out to you as you passed by. I hear Sandy in this day and age crying out to you as you have passed by, and she's admitting that there are issues that are binding her. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus tonight that she, even tonight, that she would begin to feel peace. Lord, that she would have an unction from the Holy One, as your word says, to be able to rise up and have courage to begin the process of overcoming this. Lord, she can't do it on her own or else she would have done it. And maybe she even likes the situation she is in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. The food is good. Mm-hmm. It's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it soothes. Well, whatever the case is, Lord, I pray that you would change her appetite in the name of Jesus. Lord, that she would gravitate towards you whenever she's feeling anxious or whenever she's feeling depressed. Whenever things feel unfamiliar, may your spirit be that familiar place for her. And Lord, I pray that you would surround her with individuals, a community of individuals who will hold her accountable, but won't condemn her. And Lord, I pray for power as she seeks to overcome. Thank you for what you will do here. And we can't wait to hear Sandy's testimony. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I just want to continue this prayer. Lord, I'm drawn back to a sermon I heard Pastor David say this last week. It was perfection is not a prerequisite. Basically, Father, he was saying to answer your call. Lord, it's not a prerequisite to approach you, and it's not a prerequisite to answer the call that you've made on our lives. And so, Jesus, I thank you for that. I thank you for the grace that you have given us, Lord, that you allow us to come before you, Lord, at all.
Yeah.
Jesus, because you didn't have to. So, Jesus, thank you that we can come to you. And Tiffany is doing that, Father, 14 years old, seeking your face in prayer. Lord, I pray that you would help her to choose time and to carve out that time. And not only that, Father, but to protect that time, knowing that the enemy is opposed to us seeking your face. And so, Father, I pray that she is wise enough to ask for prayer to pray. Father, I pray that you would also grant her wisdom to defend that time, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that she might be a light that so shines before the world, as your word says, Jesus, that she would have an effect and an impact on the people around her, Jesus. Lord, that with healthy boundaries, she would also be able to reach out to her community and her girlfriends and guy friends around her, Jesus, and that your spirit and your presence would reside with her, Father, because she has prioritized you in her life, Jesus. Lord, let her be the example, Father, and help her to glorify your name in this way, Jesus. And I pray for an extra hedge of protection around her and her family. As we pray, we thank in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. We have a caller, Isaac, calling from South Carolina. So good to hear from you, Isaac. How can we pray or praise with you?
I'm just calling for health issues for me and my wife to get better. Her name is Dolores. And my daughters to get better with their health and all, because I had one that had to go to the emergency room today for an issue with allergic reaction with medicine.
Okay.
And she's all right now, though. But
good.
Jesus.
We just want the... have prayer for our health and our finances situations to straighten out. We both try to live right for the Lord, and just trying to get our... we are living for the Lord, and our desire is to grow stronger in the faith.
Amen. Isaac, we are certainly going to lift those issues up, and thank you so much for giving us a call. You're a part of a community that believes in the power of prayer, and so it's, we're going to lift you up today.
All right. Thank you. We have Veronica in Jamaica is our next caller. Veronica, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we praise God or pray for you?
Well, I am sick. I'm very sick. I have an heart problem. I got a stroke. And from I get this stroke, it affects my memory. I can't work more than so. And I have so many problems. I need some good prayer. I need for you,
Amen,
if you could pray for me.
We'd be honored to. How's your heart? I mean emotionally, how's your heart? How's your courage right now?
Oh, since I baptized over 2 months ago, and everything about me changed. My feelings changed. It's as if my whole life changed.
Amen.
Well, I feel great.
Jesus. Praise the Lord, all these struggles you're facing, and the Lord is giving you joy. What a Father we serve.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
And Lord is showing me a lot. I get a heart for things, and the Lord just provides for me. Oh, God, everything is good.
Oh,
I need some prayer.
Would it be safe to say that although we do want to cover you with prayer in the name of Jesus, and that the things you're facing are hard, that your struggle, did it drive you to Christ?
No, not... I have been driven to him before I go through this struggle. Mm-hmm. And then as I am, December come, I will be 70 year old. Mm-hmm. And I sit back and look there in my life before I wasn't living a beautiful life. I used to up and down at dance all over the place drinking. Mm-hmm. And then I look back into myself and see that what I'm doing is not right. So I tried to change my life. And from I change it, I feel totally different.
Praise the Lord. Isn't it amazing what he can do?
Oh, yes.
I am amazed with you, and I'm so grateful to hear your voice. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to cover you, Veronica. So you were having lots of health problems, stroke. You're dealing with some memory, just some residual issues from the stroke. We're going to be lifting you up here in just a second. Veronica, would you call us back and let us know how things are going and let us journey with you, please?
Oh, yes. Wonderful. I sure will.
Wonderful. Okay. We'd love to hear from you. You're stuck with us now. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Thank you very much.
Yes. Praise Jesus. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, brother. I think that, do we have another call?
We do. Right. We're going to go to Trudy calling from Florida. And Trudy,
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm sorry. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love.
Yes.
All right. How can we pray a praise with you?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, uh-huh. How can we pray for you?
What I want prayer for my daughter, Tiffany, she had 3 strokes. She's paralyzed on the left side, and her speech is go in and out. Sometimes you can understand what she's saying, and then another time you can't understand what she's saying. But she has a work to do for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
She has to work with me. And I have a work to do for the Lord as well. And I want us to come together and do the work. So I need God to raise her up on that left side where it's paralyzed.
Okay.
And I know I believe in miracles.
Hey, well, then that is...
Because I'm a miracle person myself.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. And I hear Jesus saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And so we're going to certainly lift Tiffany up. And thank you, Trudy, for calling in faith. You just energized us with that one phrase there.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right, Trudy. Well, we're certainly going to lift you up. Thank you so much.
Amen. Right. Well, praise Jesus for her faith and for her desire for her daughter to be healed. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, friend, would you like to start?
Sure. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we lift up Isaac to you right now, and he called in. There are a myriad of issues going on in his life, in his home, actually. There's health issues between he and his wife. And Lord, I just, what rang in my ear when I heard him, he said, we are striving to be faithful to the Lord. And so, Lord, if I can hear that and if I can remember that, I know that you see it. Lord, I just pray that you would hear this prayer. True, Lord, you are not a genie that just we throw and rub a lamp and you do things for us.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, you care so much about us that you sent your son down here for 33 and a half years to live a life that we should have lived, to die a death that we should have died in order for us to have a chance at eternal life. And not just that, Lord, but to have the blessings of Christ on our lives even now while we await your return. And so we pray that you do that for Isaac. Be with their and his family. Be with their finances as well, Lord. Thank you for sustaining them this far. But we ask, God, that you would bring them in contact with individuals that may be able to help them, manage them better, or whatever the case is, that you would provide a way out of no way when they need it, Lord. And thank you so much. And then we want to lift up Trudy. She called in faith for her daughter, Tiffany. And we call her by name now, God, who has suffered 3 strokes and has paralysis on that left side. And Trudy said, there's a work for us to do. And so, Lord, she stands in faith on knowing and believing that you will heal her daughter completely, so that work can be done. She's not asking just for any work to be done, but she said there's a work that we must do for the Lord. And we've seen you do miraculous things through individuals when there was a work that you had for them to do. So, Lord, we thank you for what you will do. And we can't wait to hear Trudy call back with the testimony that her daughter is healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I want to take a second to lift up Veronica, Father. Lord, we just thank you for her faith, Father, for her baptism, Jesus. What a celebration, Lord. We know that heaven erupted with praise when she was baptized, Jesus. Lord, thank you for the new life and, Father, that you are helping her to walk in the power of your resurrection, Jesus. And, Lord, I know that we not only participate in your resurrection, Father, but in the struggles as well, Jesus, as your word says. And so, Father, it's those struggles that drive us to you today. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that you would touch her mind, touch her memory, Father, touch any other area of her body that's recovering from the stroke, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, 70 years old, she is young, Father, and we thank you for the life and the joy that you have given her, and we're asking for healing in the name of Jesus. I believe that she would be so careful to give you all of the glory, Lord, so that others might believe. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
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 Season, we have a quick call. I want to go to David calling from Michigan. And David, I hear that you are struggling with cancer. Is that correct?
Yes, that's very true. I've been battling this cancer for probably about a year and a half.
Okay.
And I'm 72 years old. And
how old are you again?
72.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I've been watching your prayer group. I watch the Hope Channel and
Amen.
You folks around there, you and the young lady there.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So anyway, prayer always helps.
All right.
Very powerful. Well, and
we're certainly going to lift you up, David.
Okay. Absolutely. Oh,
thank you so much.
You betcha.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling. You know, we're going to fold David's prayer request into our prayer on the way out of the program tonight because we are short on time. I'm going to read our devotion of the day, you guys. And the devotion of the day right now is, I will extol you, Psalm 30, verses 1 through 3. O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. It goes on to say in verse 3, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. And Jesus, praise you. Your holy name, because that is the truth.
That's
and if
right.
you are struggling with any kind of addiction, you can get help. Find a treatment location by visiting the Substance Abuse and Mental Disorders website. Go to samhsa.gov/find treatment. That's samhsa.gov/find treatment. Or the hotline is 800-662-4357. You know, you can always crisis text the hotline by texting the word HOME to 741-741. Again, that's texting HOME to 741-741. It's free help available 24 hours a day.
All right.
Quick wrapping prayer, shall
Let's
we?
Let's pray.
All right.
Dear God, we thank you for what you've done here. We lift everyone up, including David, who's struggling with cancer. Bless him,
Father.
God. He called for healing.
Yes,
answer his faith
Jesus.
By putting your hand on his life. Thank you for everything you've done here, and we pray that you will be with us until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, so David, just keep talking to us, friend, because we want to hear more about what the Lord is going to be doing for you. Thank you so much for being with us today. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Let's Pray Live, and pray for your fellow community members as well.
Our prayer partners are standing by to pray with you until midnight Eastern time, and we'll see you next time on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.
Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.